AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Donald Trump says that if he's elected, he will reverse President Obama's efforts to normalize relations with Cuba unless the country abides by certain demands. He told a crowd in Miami,
"Those demands will include religious and political freedom for the Cuban people and the freeing of political prisoners."
Democratic rival Hillary Clinton told the Black Women's Agenda Symposium that although Trump has now said he believes President Obama was born in the U.S., he built his campaign on birther claims.
He has led the birther movement to delegitimize our first Black president. His campaign was founded on this outrageous lie. There is no erasing it in history.
We have Edward Albee to thank for the story Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which was made into a movie starring Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
He was sort of a flop, a great big fat flop.
Stop it, Mother.
I hope that was an empty bottle, George. You can't afford it.
Mia Farrow is remembering Albee as one of the great playwrights of our time. He won the Pulitzer Prize three times for his plays Three Tall Women, A Delicate Balance, and Seascape. Edward Albee has died at his home in Montauk, New York, at the age of 88. Canadian novelist W.P. Kinsella is dead at 81. He is best remembered for blending magical realism and baseball in the book Shoeless Joe that became the hit movie Field of Dreams. In this season, the character of James Earl Jones talks to Kevin Costner's character named Ray Kinsella.
"The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers."
His agent says Kinsella's death was doctor-assisted, which is legal in Canada. This is AP Radio News. Lawmakers want to look into the opening of unauthorized accounts by Wells Fargo. AP correspondent Mike Rossia reports.
A little more than a week after California and U.S. regulators hit Wells Fargo with fines totaling $185 million, a House panel wants to learn more about the matter. The House Financial Services Committee has announced it is opening an investigation of alleged illegal activity by Wells Fargo employees. The Wells Fargo CEO will be summoned to testify at a hearing later this month.
A massive sinkhole has opened up in Polk County, Florida. A phosphate company says as a result, more than 200 million gallons of contaminated wastewater from a fertilizer plant leaked into one of the state's main underground sources of drinking water. David Jellerson is with that company, Mosaic.
"We activated a recovery well so that we can capture any water that has gone down the hole."
Sound courtesy WFTS. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.